Having us here this morning, we are so happy to be here. We had a great night last night, and we are just grateful to be here with you all this morning for worship. So you just kind of heard a little bit about what our theme is for the summer, and I'm kind of going to expand on that a little bit. So when you think of the word path, there might be a lot of things that come to your mind, like walking or hiking, going on a trail. Or maybe you think of some signage, like that tells you where to go on a trail, right? Or where the path is. Paths can be paved or dirt paths, winding or straight, clear or overgrown with brush, or blocked by a fallen tree. The elevation of a path can vary, and some are easier to travel on than others, which is a lot like life, right? Some of our paths are easier sometimes, and then harder at other times. So I'm currently reading a book called In Praise of Paths, Walking Through Time and Nature by Torbjørn Eklund. The author writes about his experience suddenly developing epilepsy and having his driver's license revoked as a result of this diagnosis. Due to this, he is suddenly forced to change his way of life and shares how walking everywhere made a delightful difference in his life. It led to more discovery, a decreased pulse, and a slower-paced life. He describes paths in this way. Paths are the story of humans traveling on foot. They have a beginning, a middle, and an end. They point forward toward the journey's goal, but also behind to all those who created the first track. The history of paths is a history of countless stories about labor and sustenance, exploration and migration, a web spun around the earth like thread from a ball of yarn. Now, before I elaborate more on what all this path stuff maybe has to do with our lives and our faith and even camp, I'm going to share a little bit of a story that from a trip that I took to Norway. So my cousin and I had signed up on our trip to Norway to take a sunrise hike to Pulpit Rock. Fun fact, we actually, since we weren't really paying attention to how dates work in other countries, we first scheduled it for a whole month before we were going to be there. But thankfully, they let us reschedule it without a fee so that we could actually go when we were going to be in Norway. That works out a lot better, doesn't it? we were so excited to go on this sunrise hike because this is a really popular tourist attraction in Norway. And to be able to go on this sunrise hike, there weren't going to be very many people there at that time. So we were so excited, and I love sunrises, so it was perfect. We had a guide that picked us up at midnight, and you could tell that he just loved nature so much. On the way to the hike, we accidentally hit a bat, and then he stopped on the side of the road to go and make sure that the bat was okay. and just said, a really kind guy. And he told us as we were hiking that this was his 334th time on this particular path. And we also walked past a man who was hiking on this path for his 717th time, that's a lot on one path, a lot of times. And I'm glad that they started keeping track. That was good. So we started the hike around 2 a.m. when the sky was at its darkest, and we used headlamps to light our way. We saw the sunrise at the top when we got there after a long hike. It was probably about two or three hours by the time we got up there, and the sun was starting to rise. And we saw it over the beautiful fjord that it was by. and we enjoy time in community together at the top as we had some warm drinks and a little bit of a snack, because hiking is a lot of work. But we wouldn't have been able to get to this spot without our guide. We had to trust him that he was leading us where we were supposed to go. We had to trust him to make sure that we weren't going to fall on anything or trip. He also had a stop for a frog that was on the path too. We had to wait for it to cross, which was wonderful. And he showed us a lot of things in the nature around us as we stopped to share stories, and we shared some of our own to each other and the fellow hikers we were with. And we served each other by helping each other out, sharing snacks, and being good stewards of the creation around us. And then we got to see and witness this beautiful sight up at the top. So as Christians, we have Jesus as our guide as we travel on life's paths. And the Bible stories we read and the teachings of Jesus in the scriptures come to life and light our way. When we encounter a fork in the road or a big hole along the way, or the path becomes too dark, we can count on God to never leave us all alone. The travelers around us, walking alongside us, help us see Christ in our midst, encouraging us to press on. Now, as program director for Pathways, Lutheran Outdoor Ministries, I tend to think about paths more than I ever have. Our ministry provides pathways to God through worships, sharing faith stories, and teaching scripture in Bible parties, what we like to call them, and pathways to nature, providing a space set apart in 347 acres of pine forest with countless trails and a unique lake in the center of camp. And pathways to self as campers, retreat guests, staff, all grow in faith and character and self-confidence. And finally, pathways to others through new friendships, games, team-building activities, and time spent in community without the hindrance of phones and technology. So as you go on your way today, I encourage you to take more walks on paths in nature, surrounded by the abundance of God's beautiful creation. And you are also invited, as we said many times already, to travel down the road to Camp Emmaus for our summer programs, congregations at camp days, or retreats year-round. And on our metaphorical paths in life, may you continue to look to Jesus as your guide, remembering that you are unconditionally loved and never alone. May you hold these truths dear to your hearts as you bear fruit by living lives of love. In the words of Marty Haugen in the Holy Evening Prayer, may God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days. Amen.